Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. We bring in regular business owners just like you, just like me, to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Anabots. Did you know companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal? Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of just 9 seconds, meaning you can close more sales without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 5 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once again, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is RG Ensign. RG is an active duty sailor, investor, business owner, and most importantly, a mentor to the military and local San Diego community. RG owns Ensign Media, a branding and digital marketing company focused on helping local businesses implement and integrate digital marketing tools into their brick and mortar businesses to scale their organic growth without hiring expensive in-house talent. RG, welcome to Basic Business AI. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Yeah, so in the digital marketing space, I think AI has definitely helped a lot as far as like content production, you know, like basically integrating AI on like everyday lives as it is. You mentioned earlier about Anabots, right? You can utilize it for your sales and marketing as a tool for you to essentially replace the human factor. Obviously you can complement it with human factor, but essentially having it kind of like take over some aspects of your business in a way that it helps you grow your business in a better sense.
Yeah. And so taking over those tasks, and that's something that is becoming a theme in this podcast. As I talk to people who are using AI, it's not so much about replacing you. It's about taking over some of your tasks. And so what have you found as a marketing agency? What have you found are some of those tasks that AI can take over, not so that it replaces you, but it frees you up for higher value tasks?
First things first, I like what you said, and like, you can't really replace you. But I do believe that like AI is there to complement the skills that you already have. You know, because like it's kind of like with copywriting, for example, you can't expect AI to create content for you and expect it to be great. You know, like expect it to be able to sell your products, services, or offers, or what have you, unless you know what needs to be on there based on your copywriting skills, for example.
Better inputs equal better outputs.
Exactly. You know, it's just kind of like you training an employee or hiring one. You know, you can't expect the best if you didn't train or hire the right person. So it's all about your inputs. But to us,
something about that really quick, because when we train AI, we treat it like an employee. We even have our own framework we use called REAL. And it's the exact same way you would train an employee: role, what is their role, education, the actions they're going to take, and the location of the resources and materials they need to do the job well. And if you don't do that to a human, if you just say, hey, I want you to go over there and do a real good job, like, what do you expect is going to happen? Probably nothing. Like, well, what job am I even doing? Doesn't matter. Just go do it.
No job title or nothing.
just go over there and start swinging your fists and see what you hit.
And grow our business.
And grow our business by the way, while you're at it.
That's funny. But yeah, I guess like for our digital marketing agency stuff, because we're mostly a service provider slash, but we're also a hybrid software company. So essentially the marketing tools that we pretty much implement for small businesses that we work with are essentially our own software. So basically one of them is like reputation management, where we help our businesses get more reviews systematically. That way there's no awkward requests and all that stuff. But essentially the big thing for that specific product that we have is that I notice myself when like I'm looking for like businesses, for example, on Google, right? And then there may be reviews or they may be bad reviews. But the thing that's lacking is that businesses don't accept a response to those reviews. And what that signals to Google is that your business is not exactly active on social media, for example, because you're not really responding to those kind of reviews. And you gotta look at reviews as a content for your business. It may not be your own content that you posted, where somebody is talking about your business. So that's one of the big things that we use AI for, especially for our clients. And another one is essentially, kind of like what you mentioned, like the Reel framework, is that essentially we adapted AI to pretty much deliver solutions, custom solutions to businesses, but we're not really starting from scratch anymore because AI is there, like it complements what you already have and what have you.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And so I'm curious for you to tell me more about how are you using AI to handle online reviews for businesses? Can we dive a little bit deeper into that?
Yeah, definitely. So essentially, for example, if you're a client, we onboard you to our software and then we pretty much match your branding and all that stuff and then plug it into your review funnel, right? And then your review funnel essentially sends out the request and all that stuff. And then basically, once somebody drops in a review for you, our tool is integrated already with AI. And then you can just basically do a one-click thing where it's you can tell the AI to respond in your tone of voice, for example, based on your brand voice. And it pretty much like it does that, obviously, with like different languages and all that stuff. As you know, AI is super smart. So there's no where, basically there's nothing to worry about because like the way we use AI is that we already read all of those reviews that's coming in. We also identify what kind of business you have, where your business is located and all that stuff. And then AI pretty much like just spits it back to that as part of the response to that review.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. And that's something that this entire show is built around practical strategies and ways to use AI without getting into the weeds of the tech. And so what it sounds like is you've got a software that it sets up this kind of system to where when somebody sends in a review, then you automatically use AI to write a response to that review in the client's voice so that they don't have to do it. It's a necessary
Exactly.
evil, but it's something that you don't necessarily have to do yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's great. And so what are some other things that you've seen kind of as a marketing agency evolve over the last couple of years because of AI? And, maybe not, some things that are not so great that you've seen that have turned into a little bit of an issue with you that you have to combat.
I guess like not exactly against myself or like our agency for per se, but and I'm sure you guys have experience with this, but ever since AI has exploded, there's now a lot of like content marketing agencies out there, but then when you look at their content, for example, like you can already tell that it's generated by AI, right? So now there's so much more noise out there that in order for you to get to the dream clients that you may have and you want to help and all that stuff because you know you have the solution for that, it's kind of hard to get to them because of that kind of noise, right? And I'm not saying that it's harder to sell, but it's just more noise that they kind of have to like see before they kind of like discover what solutions you're providing. And that solution that you're providing that would help their business per se.
So we just got a lot more crap to sift through.
Exactly.
And I'm curious because that's something that I know I've been reading lately that Google's taking very seriously and they're trying to crack down on it and combat it, but they're losing Like they are not winning that
Oh
battle right now.
yeah. I think that's probably like why they're pushing so hard for their Gemini AI tool. Because like the more it learns, I mean, all the data that OpenAI, for example, or Claude is getting information from, right? And they have all that data set. So I think like they're trying to fine-tune Gemini and then pretty much like utilize some part of that AI model and then pretty much like try to like find the AI created content.
Yeah, and who knows if they'll be successful. You know,
All right.
it's it, here's the thing about AI is like 2 months ago, we were not like in our infancy, but we were like barely learning to walk as a company, the Anabots, the company that we have, and we took a strong stance against AI voice. It's just not there yet, man. It's just not authentic. It doesn't sound right. It's not a thing. And then, like a month later, we found this solution and we found a platform and we dug around a little bit. Lo and behold, man, it was convincing enough for us to change our tune and say, yeah, you know what? We will offer AI voice. We
There
can
you
do
go.
this because we had a standard, like, no, this is below our standard. Just like a few months ago, it was below our standard. Like, nah, this is not good enough. And then suddenly it's like good enough. And
Yeah.
it's, you know, it's
It's
crazy
crazy.
how fast it advances.
Yeah. It's like if you would have to hire somebody, it would probably take the same amount or probably a longer time than that.
Yeah, indeed. So tell us a little bit more about what you do and who you help specifically.
Yeah, so basically we're really focused on coaches, consultants, and small business owners. And we pretty much do like the full circle marketing thing for them, basically website design. And then what's next to that is that we help them get found on Google, which is through local SEO. When they get found through Google, what's next is basically we help them get more reviews. Then how do you use those reviews in order for you to attract more clients? And how do you really figure out how to retain those clients? So we also offer a rewards and loyalty program implementation, which is another software that we own. And we pretty much, just do the full circle thing over and over.
That's great. And where can we go to learn more about this and get connected?
Yeah, so basically it's ENZON media.com. That's enzonmedia.com. They can hop in for a free consultation. And it's definitely not a pitch fest where we just sell you our products and services. It's definitely not the case. We pretty much like do a deep business audit. We'll show you what's wrong, maybe, and all the stuff. And then by the end of the call, the guarantee is that you get 1 to 2 actionable tips that you can apply to your business in the same afternoon.
Excellent. Love that. Well, hey, we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, RG Enzon, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business and what's happening right now in marketing. You can learn more about the marketing agency by going to enzonmedia.com. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so that we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. You can apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of an employee, get yourself an Anabot. You can learn more by going to anabots.ai. We'll see you next time here on Basic Business AI. And by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.